When New Orleans musician Alan Toussaint died last year, he was almost finished with a multi-year project. He was recording intimate renditions of songs he loved. Reviewer Tom Moon says the result, titled American Tunes, is an elegant new perspective on Toussaint's legacy.
Alan Toussaint produced wickedly funky records by LaBelle, The Meters, and others. But when he sat at the piano, he gravitated towards a completely different sound. Music informed by a sly sophistication. That's his take on a song by his first idol, Professor Longhair. Toussaint doesn't mess with the flamboyant, scampering runs that define New Orleans piano. Instead, he changes the harmony and find some new melancholy within the melody. Another highlight, Toussaint's idyllic Southern Nights, reimagined as a two-piano fantasy with Van Dyke Parks. There's history here. In the early 70s, when Van Dyke Parks was a staff producer for Reprise Records, he was dispatched to New Orleans to prod Toussaint to finish his second solo album. The artist only needed one more song, but he was in the grip of writer's block. Parks advised him to imagine what he'd write if he was told he had 2 weeks to live. That did the trick. Within a few days, out came this song. The new album closes with the only Alan Toussaint vocal, Paul Simon's American Tune.
I dreamed I was flying high up above. My eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. Dreamed I was flying.
It's a straight read, nothing fancy. He sings it the same way he plays piano, gracefully, using understatement to devastating effect. That kind of poise is easy to overlook, but it's crucial to just about everything on this delightful survey of American tunes, and it's one of the qualities that made Alan Toussaint an American treasure.
It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever.
Tom Moon reviewed the posthumous release from Alan Toussaint, American Tunes.